How often have you heard the phrase, oh, she's got daddy issues, to describe women who date older men or pick guys who are like their fathers or, in fact, demonstrate any sort of difficult emotion? In my view, it's a term that gets used with alarming abandon and to such an extent that we often forget, of course, that men are just as likely to have difficulties in their relationships with their dads. There's a whole load of different dynamics to contend with when it comes to fathers and sons. And I'm joined on the line to explore them by Dr. Josh, who's on the line from the US. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm super. We've made it. It's happened. We're all in the right place at the right time.
That's right. I should have just Googled time difference, but that's okay. It's okay. We're here and we're ready to go.
We are ready to go. Okay, Dr. Josh, is it fair to say then that father-son relationships can be as complex as mother-daughter relationships?
Oh, of course. Look, let me say this. They can be as intense. I don't know that they're as complex, but they definitely can be as intense and impactful. Let's just put it that way.
Mm. Where did this phrase come from, daddy issues? And why is it so exclusively applied to women? I've never heard it ever somebody saying, oh, well, you know, of course, Josh has got daddy issues.
It's the patriarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I really wish there was a better answer. I'd say a couple things, though. You tend to see, in heterosexual individuals, you do see, and look, Freud, you can say Freud was a nut, but he had some of the stuff right. You do see these very interesting dynamics between a mother and her son or a father and his daughter, but you also see them competitively in dads and sons and moms and daughters. And the daddy issue part, it's, in my view, it's very pejorative. I don't like the way it sounds. It gets carried way too far, because we don't just have daddy issues. We tend to have parent issues that get blended between mom and dad.
When we look at issues that sons have with fathers or fathers have with sons, are they always likely to be rooted in childhood? Because I'm thinking about friends of mine, male friends of mine, and their relationships with their dads. And more often than not, while on the surface they look very sort of quote-unquote normal, when I got to know my friends better, for many, many of them, there were sort of underlying issues which, once we've talked them through, seem to have all originated when they were much, much younger.
Oh, yes. I mean, it absolutely was. It always starts when we're young. It just by definition, it starts when we're young because that's when we come to know our parents, right? But it evolves over time. And so, you know, if you say, when did the issues start? Well, they started at birth, and when did they end? They didn't end, and they're compounded. So we definitely see key points in time, kind of milestones. So when they're toddlers, when they are preschoolers, obviously the adolescents and that age, when they hit their sort of young 20s, 30s, and 40s, kind of almost think of it this way, almost every decade. Almost every decade there's kind of a milestone interaction with our parents, and in this case, boys and their dads, that can really change the relationship for either good or not so good.
I read a fascinating article earlier today while I was looking at this topic, in which a father had written an article in retrospect, talking about how when his son was born, he already had a daughter, but when his son was born, there suddenly became this competition for the attention of the mother. And he said, even as a newborn baby, he felt that suddenly his son had become the man in his wife's life, and he never really dealt with it, which I think is extraordinary, but probably not as uncommon as one might think.
It's totally common. And this is where, you know, this is sort of Freud's idea, these psychosexual stages and this whole idea of a father being jealous of the son in terms of his relationship with his mother. And, you know, people look at that and go, oh, my God, that's ridiculous. But listen, take any dad out there and put him in a corner and say, look, talk to me honestly. When your son was born and your wife started devoting all her attention to that young boy, tell me you didn't feel, you know, a lot of times they won't say they feel jealous, but they'll say, I felt left out. I felt neglected. I felt as if I was second fiddle. Well, guess what? That's exactly what's going on. Because you know what? You are. There's another man or another male in your life. So it's very common. I think the thing that people have a hard time wrapping their head around is they think about the baby as if it were an adult. It's not that way. It's much more to do with attention and intimacy that very often baby is getting and the husband is not.
Interesting. The time is 22 minutes to midnight. We're joined on the line by Dr. Josh. And tonight we are talking about father-son relationships. Very often the ones that get put under the microscope are mother-daughter relationships, even father-daughter relationships. But how often do we really look and analyse the dynamics of father-son relationships? And I find it fascinating in terms of how sons will then go on to treat their partners, be those partners male, female, whatever. I think that's fascinating to look at that. If you are somebody who has either a fantastic relationship with your dad or maybe it's sort of gone through ups and downs over the years, I'd love to hear your stories. Do get in touch with us on 021 446 0567. That's to chat to us in studio. 31567 on the SMS, or you can WhatsApp, of course, 072 567 1567. How about this idea, Dr. Josh, that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? That's something that I've, with my girlfriends and looking at mother-daughter relationships, a lot of the tension comes because they're so similar.
Oh, absolutely. So So you have two issues. One, genetic. You know, they share the genes, and so our, you know, a lot of our disposition or our personality, it's going to come from a combination of our parents, and so some of it is genetic. And then some of it is absolutely taught and learned at a young age. So sons, and particularly with sons and their dads, we learn how to interact as males in the world from our primary male role models. And this is why, as a psychologist, you know, you see so many men who do have a hard time with emotions and insecurities and all these kinds of things, because guess what? Their dads were exactly like that. Either their dads didn't teach them how to be emotionally appropriate males, or they made them shove that all down and behind their own insecurities. It is so pervasive that, I would say 75% of the men that I see, it's an issue they're struggling with. Well, my dad was like this, and either they're saying, and that's how I want to be, or my dad was like this, I don't want to be this way, and I can't help it because it's just the way I am because I learned it from my dad.
When we look at, again, father-son relationships from childhood, are there things that all dads should be doing? And I hate the word should. I find it very prescriptive and quite a dangerous word to use. But in your experience, is there something that a formula, perhaps, if only, that dads should be following or could be following? Or what are the key things that you find when you speak to sons who are perhaps a bit older and they say, I wish my dad would have what?
Yeah, I wish my dad would have been more honest with me about who he was, what he felt, what he thought, how he thought about the world. Because a lot of times what dads are doing is we're trying to be the character of the father and the man. And so a son, you know, this is the classic, we learn to be tough, we learn to handle things, we learn to not be vulnerable, and that's all great. I mean, those are things that we need to learn. But then what we come to learn as we grow up, very often, if our dads get ill or if our parents go through a divorce or there's some sort of moment where our dad, if you will, sort of falls on that ideal grace, we learn, oh, my God, my dad was scared. My dad had fears just like I did. So you ask me this, I'm not telling you to tell your child every fear in the world that you have, but be authentic with your child. If you have fear, let your child know, your son, about fear. Now, here's the catch, though. You as a dad have got to be okay with conveying that. A lot of dads are so scared of their own issues that none of that comes out to their child. And so really what I tell dads is, look, teach your son how to be a whole human being, not just the tough human being, not just the successful human being, to be that human being that you are inside. And so you got to come into grips. You have to come to grips with that first and then teach your son to be that. Easier said than done. Definitely easier said than done. But I will tell you, this is why it usually happens later in life as the son grows up and realizes, basically calls the dad bluff. And says, there's no way you can be that tough. I know you're scared. And a lot of times that's a very bonding moment for dad and son.
Is it the kind of thing that happens once the son becomes a parent himself, do you think?
It definitely happens there, but I'll tell you, it can happen before. It can happen as the son transitions even into adolescence, but maybe later in adolescence, they maybe go away to university or to college, and they're sort of with other males, and they're kind of looking at the world. They come back, and they see their dad less as a dad and more as another male. So it definitely happens there. It happens when they get into marital, if they get married and they're having marital problems. It's their classic, oh, my God, I'm just like my dad, you know, for either good or bad. And then the third stage is what you said, which is they start having kids. And we have when we first have a child, we don't know anything about parenting, no matter how many books we've read. So what do? We channel what we've learned. And they realize, again, oh, my goodness, I'm just like my dad. Now, sometimes that's great. You know, oh, my dad was a wonderful father and was so nurturing, or I'm having a hard time bonding with my son. Yeah, my dad never hugged me either, and I don't know what's going on.
I'm thinking of something that you said there in terms of dads having this kind of playing the role of dad. They're in the character of dad. They think they know what a dad should be, this very sort of macho, patriarchal figure that fits into a certain box, perhaps one that doesn't show vulnerability or necessarily a great deal of emotion, because traditionally that is the role of a mother. And we've seen how that works out. But I'm thinking about my own situation with my late brother, who had a very difficult relationship with our dad. I was very much a daddy's girl, and he didn't have that. And I think because I was very academic, and that was something that my dad really appreciated, and you know, and I would listen to classical music with him, and that was something that he appreciated. Where for my brother, that just wasn't his vibe. And when my brother died, and I got a letter from my dad. And I suddenly realised that actually I'd always sort of thought, why are you so nasty to my brother? And I think it was just a case of feeling that he was genuinely doing his best, but he didn't know while the time my brother was alive how to be that vulnerable person. I wonder sometimes if he thought, yes, if he showed that weakness, that perhaps that would affect my brother badly, or that he would come out as, I don't know, a wimp or too emotional.
You're so spot. I mean, this is what I was alluding to. The best thing a dad can do for their child is, and I know this sounds kind of psychological, but really be honest with themselves about who they are and let that show to your child versus what you're saying, which is, if I'm too touchy-feely, then my child will be a wimp. If I'm too tough, if I'm not tough enough, my child won't be strong. If I don't show my child how successful I am or how driven I am, then they'll be lazy, right? You know, we do all these things, and the reality is, what you have to teach your child is who you are as a person. And if you have flaws, then fix them for yourself, because by fixing them for yourself, then you're portraying to your child your best you versus the way you're describing it, which a lot of us dads get into. I need to portray this so that my child will turn out right. Your child's going to turn out best if they know that their father is being honest with them about who they are. Kids pick up on the BS factor as early as age 7, 8 years old. They know you're BSing at some level.
I want to just read, if I can, Dr. Josh, a message from, do we have a name? I can't see it. It says, oh, wow, I now know why my marriage ended. I have twin sons who are now 25. The first year of their lives was literally the worst for me. Now I get what was wrong. I couldn't deal with the sudden loss of attention, which was already on a knife edge from my wife. Now, in my own relationship with my own dad, he was never there. Not because he wasn't there, but because he was never at home, but at work. And then I was off to boarding school. Then I went to the army. And thereafter, I was living on my own. My most important years, I needed my dad. I was separated from him. Sure.
And let me tell you, you do see a lot of divorce when there are young children, and you do see a lot of men who, even ones with good intentions, what they struggle with, the ones with good intentions will say, I know my wife is working her tail off to parent. I'm trying to work my tail off, but the reality is I feel rejected. Not that, even if my wife's not rejecting me, I just feel rejected, and they simply don't know how to handle both the tension of having children coupled with the rejection. Because why? Because historically men are not taught how to manage more complicated emotions. We're taught to translate everything into either anger, right? Anger, happiness, or fear, and that's about it. We don't have things like regret and embarrassment and vulnerability. We're not taught how to communicate that because a lot of times that's coming from mom and we're not picking it up from our male role models.
It makes me wonder then also in that regard, I mean, as women, and I'm aware that I'm generalizing wildly here, but when I think about my girlfriends and our, when we talk about our relationships with our mothers, those are things that we talk about very freely and very often. And we pretty much have done since we became horrible teenagers. And while those conversations have sort of progressed and altered and whatever, the older we've become, it's not something that we are remotely embarrassed about discussing. But I often wonder whether men are doing the same thing with their circle, I'm guessing not, with their peers and saying, oh, you know, my dad this or my dad that, or I'm struggling with this. I think I know the answer already.
Yeah, I mean, so again, I'm overgeneralizing as well. We will talk about our dad. Men will talk about their fathers, but they'll tell them to talk about their fathers again in these very sort of crude categories. Either my father was, you know, a bear to live with. He beat me, or he had yelled, or whatever. So use that one. Or my father was gone all the time. Or my father was the greatest man in the world. He took me to all these places. He was at all of my games. You get guys talking about that, but you hear the way I'm talking about. There's no complexity there. You don't hear men frequently talk about, I think my dad was scared inside. Or I wish my dad would have hugged me more because I think he didn't hug me because he may have had issues with intimacy, right? Which are things that you may be discussing with your girlfriends about moms all the time. Guys are just not, on average, socialized to talk about that, coupled with dads are not freely putting it out there. And let me say this. Dads have this huge fear that if they show too much emotion to their kids, but particularly to their sons, that somehow it will scare their sons or somehow it will make their sons weak. And the message I always give them is this. Are you kidding me? A man who can manage his emotions, who can feel sadness, who can feel fear, vulnerability, who can cry and yet hold it all together, is the strongest of all men. It's the men who avoid all that at all costs and navigate their life that way, that are actually the weakest of all men.
Josh, tell me, in a situation where, and again, I'm speaking rather heteronormatively, but where you've got mum, dad, and kids, how important is it for mum in to step back and allow a relationship to develop between dad and his sons or son. Because very often, again, with these rather traditional roles that I hope we're moving away from more, as I said, it's mum that's doing the nurturing and it's dad that's doing the teaching how to make fires, etc. How important is it for mum to be aware of that and to step back maybe and say, actually, you know what, you take this one, dad?
Well, I was gonna, you make an interesting point. Step back, but also step back and sometimes step behind dad and push him forward and say, you take this one. Because a lot of times what are happening is the mom steps back, dad is not stepping forward. He is fearful. You know, I don't know how to handle this one. So what I see a lot of times is our moms rescuing the emotional situation because it's not working so well, and dad is floundering. One of the things that moms can do is let dad flounder and or sort of support him and say, you know what? It's okay. Go ahead. Talk to him about this. Because a lot of times when dads are feeling insecure or we're feeling that, you know, we don't know what we're doing, we're going to step back or we're going to step into the traditional roles and we're going to say, typically, again, overgeneralizing, you handle this. This is a feeling thing. You handle this. You need to handle this. And that's where couples are really important, that couples work together. It's the same thing with mom and daughter relationships with daughters and dads. Our kids need to see emotions from both sexes. And this is regardless of whether your child is gay or straight. They need to see males and females engaging in a variety of emotions. That's what makes strong kids, because they learn they adopt all of that, and then they heard that going out in the world. If they only see traditional male behaviors, traditional female behaviors that don't get that cross breed, that hybrid, then they're not strong in the world emotionally. Particularly in a more gender fluid society.
Absolutely.
That was the last thing. I get that all the time. Well, my dad was this way, and this is how it was when I was raised. And if that's good enough for them, it's good enough for me, it's good enough for my kid. You know, and my word is, look, times change. You can either change with them, or you can dig your feet in and send your child out with the wrong message.
And pay for therapy years later.
We call it job security.
Listen, Dr. Josh, it's always lovely to have you on. I hope we'll speak again soon. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.